Welcome to New Realities. My name is Alan Steinfeld, and this program is an investigation into the unfolding of consciousness that seems to be taking place now around the planet. And one of the beautiful features on the landscape of consciousness are conferences that seem to be happening all over the country. And we're going to be talking about one exciting conference that's coming up called the KnowFest, and its founder will be with us tonight, Caleb Bartlett. Caleb, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Alan. It's really great to be here.
The KnowFest, that's KnowPhest. And can you just, talk about what that name means and also when the festival is happening?
Absolutely. The festival, KnowFest is a celebration of knowledge and learning and how that facilitates a growth and a shift in human consciousness. And it manifests through art, music, culture, education, science, and technology. And we're launching our very first year in Los Angeles, California on October the 12th through the 14th. And we will be at the LADC Studios on Southwestern Avenue off of Slauson.
So KnowFest, it's about a kind of direct knowing and direct experience of life, would you say?
Yes, absolutely. KnowFest got started between my partner, Alan Savory, and I. It got started as a conversation, the way a lot of things happen in life, through words and ideas. And it's an extension and a progression of our journey to find truth and to find understanding and meaning in life. And it's an outgrowth of our personal lives as far as what we've experienced growing up in our backgrounds, in our spiritual journey, in our paths in business and economics, the things that we've studied as far as science is concerned. Alan is a musician. I was a screenwriter by trade, so we have creative tendencies in many levels, and we really just believe in education, and it really got started as a conversation wanting to help shift the way that we educate in this country and all over the world as far as educating for the whole individual and encouraging individuality and self-expression and thinking for oneself. And we really believe firmly that the way to do that is to be able to have open and free access to all forms of information and all forms of knowledge. And the technology that's available nowadays through the internet and so forth is facilitating a growth and a transition like never before. It's really amazing.
Well, I'm really excited about everything that you've just said, and also about some of the presenters, Alex and Allison Gray, probably the finest painters of our time. You know, Alex Gray's work has become a kind of anthem for understanding energy, the way energy moves through the body. It's a kind of foundational, educational overview of what this next level of consciousness is all about.
Absolutely. You know, Alex was absolutely, hands down, had to be there. As a matter of fact, he was the first person that we called. Alan and I met and had part of our initial conversation about KnowFest was over a piece of Alex Gray's artwork. And Alex's artwork has influenced a lot of people in many ways. You know, he, as a craftsman, as a draftsman and as a painter, on a skill level is exceptional, but his insight into the connection between the human body and the soul and the spirit and explaining those things in a visual way is almost, I find it interesting that his last name is Gray because, you know, the definitive classic Gray's Anatomy only dealt with the physical body, but I think it's fascinating that his work almost deals with the spiritual and conscious bodies as well.
I think he chose that name. I don't actually, just between me and you and everyone who's listening, I don't think it's his real name. But
well, either way, I find it. I understand why he's doing that, and I think it's a wonderful thing. and a great way to show what he's trying to express.
Well, he does epitomize for me the themes of your festival, and then how I understand it. It's when you talk about taking in new information, and I'm writing about this. I'm writing about the role of the artist in creating new realities. That's the name of the show, New Realities. And I really feel it's the artist that is at the forefront of creating new realities. So my theory, and I think I told you, is that the artist cognizes new patterns, new formations within the chaos that we are in, this world, and creates formations, patterns of design, or information, or a cosmos. Cosmos means design.
Yes, yes.
Out of the chaos.
I really agree with that. I think that art and music, in a lot of ways, it's almost like a visual and auditory roadmap of where we need to go as a society, and what we should do. And I think that Alex's work is something that is doing things like opening people's minds up to the fact that there's more to life than the here and the now, and there's more to human existence than just me. There's other people and my connection to them. And that's part of why we wanted him at NoFest, because it visually represents the fact that we are all connected, and that the only way that we're going to take care of each other and take care of the planet is if we begin to understand that. And so showing people that on a visual level helps the mind, you know, that's what I love. I've been talking with people, having a lot of conversations lately about the purpose of our history as a human race, as far as religion is concerned. And one of the things that I firmly believe is that as we evolve and as we grow as a species, you know, religion has had its place for all the negative things it has done, but it's a lot of the iconography and the artwork and the different elements of culture that have come out of religion and spirituality in a major way have introduced concepts to people that have caused them to become more caring, more sensitive, more altruistic about the people around them. And as we come together in this technological age and the world gets more and more smaller, then that artwork is going to become more and more integrated from all over the world. And it's going to become I think you're going to begin to see a new type of human species, almost, in such a way, if I might use that word.
Well,
I
know that's, we are. No, I think we are at a pivotal point in our evolution. I think that's what 2012 is about. I think that's what Mayans foresaw, this next stage. I call it an awakening into the fifth dimension. And what I mean by that is that we don't live in the third dimension. We live in our mental, emotional mind, you know?
We have
a body, but the body is just there to ground the consciousness. And the consciousness so far for the last 5 or 10,000 years has all been about emotional dramas. What Alex shows us is that we are subtle energy beings, that your energy field doesn't stop with your skin, but we can extend we do extend beyond it. I mean, I've been standing in galleries at Alex's shows, and people would come up and say, oh, that's what I saw, that's what I felt. So he's cognizing in a visual form the subtleties of people's experiences. So so what I call the fifth dimension is the ability to sense the energies that Alex is painting. When we become aware of those experiences and feelings that are beyond the dramas of our life, we enter this next realm, which is an evolution of human existence.
Yeah, I see that completely. I like that. I like that idea, and I like what you're saying, because the more we become aware of our own infinite nature, then we become aware of others' infinite nature, and we see that there really are. You know, we've heard for years, no man is an island, and it takes that to a whole new level, because if we truly understand that, then we'll begin to treat each other in a way where we do become our brother's keeper, you know?
But you see, and Alex gives us the map to those experiences. Unless you have the map, You don't know how to recognize it. But then again, the job of the artist, or the role of the artist over my thesis is to forge through the territory to create the map that doesn't exist yet. So the artist has the experience. The artist, or musician, or poet, or scientist even, all those of creative endeavor, they have the kind of inkling of an apprehension.
Yes.
You know, not comprehending, but apprehending a sense. And through their medium, through their artistic form, they concretize it. They bring it into, they flesh it out. So then it becomes a map for the territory for other people to travel on.
Yeah, almost like a modern day prophet.
Yes, they are the shamans. They are the seers of our culture. This is the role of the artist, for sure. And so to have a festival that's dedicated to these new shamans, these new trailblazers, I think will benefit everybody.
Yeah, we're excited. It's awesome. You know, we're honored to have Alex with us, but it doesn't just stop there. We've got some amazing
stories. Let's talk about that. Who else do you have?
Well, we're very excited. We're honored to have world famous economist Hazel Henderson with us, who has been around for many years. She got started in the 60s, actually, working for clean water, and then progressed on into the green economic and sustainability movement, what they call the lifestyle of health and sustainability demographic, and really began to work with governments and major corporations on a large scale to get them thinking less about the bottom line and more about sustainability. And she has done some amazing things on her behalf. We'll be working with her and the World Business Academy. Will be announcing the nominees of the Ethic Mark Award, which is an award that is given for achievement in sustainability and advertising that uplifts humanity and society as opposed to manipulating our basest nature. And so we're very excited to have Hazel. We have Gregory Wendt.
Let's just get back to Hazel.
Yeah,
what was the main thing that she created that is so valuable for you at this conference? I mean, what do you hope she will add? Yes.
Well, Hazel has been a respected speaker and author. She's written Growing the Green Economy. She is a producer and executive director of Ethical Markets Media, and it's an online television and media broadcast network. And she's networked and spoken at some of the largest universities and has very many honorary degrees and is a published lecturer and author. She's a member of the Club of Budapest. She regularly works with people like Mikhail Gorbachev, Peter Gabriel, Irvin Laszlo.
What's her thesis that you feel is important to add to this? I'm just curious because I don't know anything about
it. Hazel's been around for many years. She's actually going to be celebrating a very, very, I probably shouldn't say it on the air. She probably would be not happy with me telling her age, but a very honorary birthday very, very soon. But she's been working tirelessly for over 40 years now to encourage people to vote with their dollars, to put their money into companies that treat people ethically and sustainably, and to encourage major corporations to move away from polluting the atmosphere, polluting the water, and to find alternative ways to manufacture products without hurting the environment. So that's really her focus.
Oh, I get that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So who else do we have?
Well, like I mentioned, she will be co-presenting with Gregory Wendt, who is he's been sort of the younger guard. And the way that we're presenting them together is Hazel will be talking about the history of the green, sustainable environmental movement in business, and Gregory will be presenting on the future of that that aspect of consciousness. Mr. Ron Kaufman is going to be with us, who is an amazing individual. Ron is the former chief executive director, chief executive officer, executive director of the Sunrise Program, the Autism Treatment Center of America. Ron is the subject of the book The Miracle Continues. He was born a nonverbal autistic young man in the 1970s, and his parents began to observe his behavior and work with him on a very dynamic level and were able to actually bring him out of autism. And this is documented, and they have written doctors' records. He graduated from an Ivy League institution and went on to become an executive director and is now, excuse me, now a world-renowned speaker. And he'll be sharing his story with us about, and also be talking about education, about an ethical standard in education, a more altruistic, more sensitive, more individualized interpersonal form of teaching and learning and training children. We have Roland Lee Giardi Laura, who is a member of the Odysseus Group with John Taylor Gatto. He is a filmmaker and director of the PBS award-winning documentary To Be Heard, which is a story of three inner-city young people in the South Bronx who, through the power of their writing and poetry, were able to secure academic scholarships. We will be screening that film, and afterwards he will be lecturing. Alex, of course, will be not only presenting, but Alex and Allison will be creating art live on Friday night at 8 p.m., along with David Starfire, Android Jones, Kamenanda, the Shimmy Sisters. We're going to have a live party, launch party, opening night atmosphere, and he's going to be creating live art while the music is playing, and it's just going to be a really, really great event. We have we're going to have all sustainable, healthy, organic food on the premises. The Green Trucks there in Los Angeles are going to be with us. We're going to have some amazing artisans and vendors. We have 10 different artists that are going to be hanging their work in a full gallery art exhibition setting. We have just got so much. It's just really something. We got a permaculture and aquaponic urban farming exhibit that we'll be having on the premises.
That's amazing. Phenomenal. Where's all this coming from? I mean, just different people. Yeah.
Yeah, we've really just made some wonderful contacts in the community. I mean, we're really excited. It's just been a lot of people in Los Angeles. I mean, for instance, we have Alan Howarth is coming, who has been one of the top film composers in Los Angeles. He's done all of John Carpenter's films, and he's done sound effects work for Steven Spielberg. He has discovered a tuning system that resonates with the earth frequencies. He went to the pyramids in Egypt and the pyramids in Mexico and measured their fundamental resonant frequencies and tunes all of his instruments, and will be and has found that they resonate with the fundamental frequencies of the human body and the voices of nature, the voices of animals in nature. And he's going to be doing a live performance using all of his instruments that are tuned to those frequencies. It's going to be pretty amazing. So,
and then you have filmmaker Mickey Willis, who I know.
Mickey Willis is coming into Elevate. Actually, he and Nadia will both be speaking on Sunday morning, and they're going to be speaking on love and marriage relationships, which is going to be awesome. We've got Ryland Engelhart, who's one of the owners of the Cafe Gratitude there in Los Angeles, that's coming to speak on the commerce of love. The Make Peace Brothers will be coming to play. We have an amazing up-and-coming hip-hop group called The Luminaries, who are out of Los Angeles, who are amazing. There's just so many. People need to go to the website and just see what it's all about.
Yeah, that website is KnowFest, KnowPhest. So the thing that brings all these people together is their original insight, their kind of new perspectives on today's situation, and a chance for people to kind of add something. Like they're not just standalone, but they contribute to a kind of defining a new culture.
Exactly. That's a very, very good way to say it. Very, very insightful. You know, there's a lot of people that are coming to who in some ways are kind of, they're kind of traditional, you know, the traditional cast of characters, quote unquote, from the consciousness movement. But we've also, we're introducing some new people that wouldn't normally be seen in these circles that are doing some amazing things and introducing some different crowds to each other. You know, we're really finding that with the advent of things like YouTube and Facebook and all of these different social interactive websites, that there's a lot of different people out there all over the world who are interested in very similar, we, you know, at a very core human level, we all really essentially want the same things. And I'm seeing that the more people have access to information, the more people are becoming of like mind and kind of moving together and realizing, you know, that we need to, you know, we need to do things like recycle. We need to do things like find alternative forms of energy. We need to stop eating GMO-based foods and start growing our own and becoming more self-reliant and start treating, you know, the way that we educate our children with more care and more concern. And so that's really what we wanted to do, is we wanted to bring together, you know, not the normal run-of-the-mill sort of consciousness crowd. We wanted to bring together a lot of different elements that people within the consciousness crowd may not have known about, and people outside the consciousness crowd can get introduced to what's kind of happening in these, you know, this new movement. So yeah, it's really a forum for that.
The whole idea that comes to me listening to what you're talking about is inner knowing that along with the environment, and of course we have to take care of ourselves, our planet, all those things to become more conscious of, the inner knowing, you know, the Gnostics, which is where Gnosis, you know, came from, or the Gnostics came out of the Gnosis sort of movement, or kind of a early No-Fest, I'm sure it was sort of like that, the inner awareness that they were connected to the source. You know, that's what I feel Gnosticism's all about. There's no in-between priest class that's between you and your knowing.
Yes, absolutely. No, that's, you know, that's really, I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's what we feel, is that the only way that the planet, the things that we need to move past on the planet are going to change is by people being able to know something that they didn't know before. And that really, the core of that is them knowing themselves, because self-realization is really the ultimate goal of all of this. Because if you know who you are and what you are, then you'll understand who and what somebody else is, and that makes you care more about what we're creating, because we're creating a reality. We're creating a future for our children. We're creating for a future for our children's children. We're creating a care for the plants and the trees and the animals and the everything that is in existence. You know, there's a future here, and it's up to us to be responsible. And the only way that we can understand responsibility is to learn. The only way that we can learn is to have access to information. So that's really what we're doing. So yeah, I completely agree.
Well, what's the tagline for your festival? You have a little line.
The tagline to NoFest is the place to learn what you didn't know you didn't know.
Right, exactly, exactly. That's exactly the angle that I'm working on in a lot of the things I talk about, because you don't know what you don't know. And we come into a culture, it's really the matrix. We come into a matrix where we are told the answers to everything, and this is how it is, and not to question, until you start to see somehow a crack in the matrix. There's a little crack, and you know, I was brought up in a pretty middle class neighborhood that, you know, I didn't know there was anything like alternative media or alternative ideas. And when I think I came across, like, the first thing I saw was like a National Lampoon, you know,
right.
And that was like the first sign that showed me not everything is white bread, you know.
Right.
Other things. That was like a crack in the cosmic egg, which is like a great book to talk about how culture is really about maintaining values, established status quo that keeps everyone really locked into formation, into a limited way of looking at reality. And it's only, again, the artists or those people with some creative insight that destabilizes the status quo, so new things can come in, so you can know what you didn't know.
Right, absolutely.
That's the value, I think, of what you're doing and bringing people out that will share other ways of knowing, because it's really about somehow knowing in a different capacity.
Yes, absolutely. And changing the way that you know. You know, I mean, there's, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to, in order to make a personal change, we not only have to change what we know, but we have to change our ability to receive knowledge. You know,
we have to get over the intellect, which thinks it's the only way to know. And the value of art and music, there are actually other ways of knowing that's non-rational, but yet you know. I mean, the true sense of gnosis is pure knowing without, beyond the intellect.
Yeah, it's a deep understanding that, I mean, sometimes you can't even, like you say, you can't put words around it, but it's something that it begins to manifest in your life in ways that you wouldn't and couldn't have imagined before. So.
Right, and then it manifests in the culture in, because like right now, we really have no answers. We have no solutions for the mess we're in economically, environmentally, the GMO mess that we've now gotten ourselves in because we have, you know, I would say bastardized our nature's crops, you know, the natural order of things, and we have a distorted life that we don't even know the effects of the awful things we've done to corn and wheat. We've right. So distorted the genome of these natural plants. Well, all plants are natural, but these plants that did come from nature.
Right.
We've imprinted a kind of a false god on top of this beautiful genetic garden. We really corrupted the garden there.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you brought that up too, because one of the things that we're very, you know, strong on is the food that we're putting in our bodies and making people aware of what is out there, and not only what's out there, but a viable alternative, you know. As a matter of fact, we're already looking at the second year NoFest next October in Los Angeles. It's going to be, the entire theme is going to be real food as opposed, what's real food is basically the thing. So we want to help people understand how food and the care for our food production and the care for the plants and the animals affects our consciousness. And so.
Yeah, no, I agree. But of course, I just met a woman who spent 40 days without food and water. And it's a Tibetan practice, so I'm going to be interviewing her. And because ultimately, we are here to elevate the body. You know, we're here to transcend those needs. But of course, we need, for at this stage, we definitely need good food.
Yeah, we got to start somewhere, you know. I mean, I really, and that's what I think, too, is like, we have to take responsibility for each other. We have to take responsibility for people that maybe don't have access to a stable economy or a good water supply or even good education. We have to learn to become more, you know, everybody knows there's no free handouts in life, but we have to become responsible for each other. You know, my mother used to always say, you know, wherever I would go, she would always make me take my little brother with me, and she would say, you watch him, you take care of him no matter what, and you don't talk nasty to him, you don't hit him, you don't call him names, you speak to him respectfully wherever you go if I'm not around, and you protect him, you're your brother's protector. And I never forgot that, you know, and I think that is something that is so important right now, is that we really have to begin to cultivate an attitude of care and concern for others. And I'm hoping that NoFest will begin to be part of that change, you know, because if we don't, you know, if we don't cultivate that attitude, then all, a lot of this spirituality and a lot of our search for truth and a lot of our, you know, meditations and retreats and conferences and all these things that we go to, it's in vain, you know, if it doesn't produce a better person. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, I'm so happy you said that. Actually, I can see the close relationship you have with your brother now. But in general, we have to take care of, like, everyone as if they're our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers. Because, you know, this is about the next stage of our evolution. It's not about me. It's about us.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it
getting
is.
And also then getting back to what Alex Gray's depicts, it's like we are in an energy matrix. We are energetically linked to each other and consciously and morphogenetically. And so what I think festivals like NoFest do is create a field that then other people can pick up on collectively.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I completely agree with that. Yeah.
So, what then do you feel? So how many people do you think are expecting to come to this?
Wow. Well, we have a pretty good crowd that's expected. Our capacity is about 3,000 actually on site, but I don't know that many people will be on site all at one time. If it is, then as a festival director, please pray for me. But I think that we'll probably, our main stage, seats about 750 to 1,000 people. And of course that stage is, it's very interesting. And this would be good because I can take a moment to tell the folks a little bit about the facility.
Yeah.
If you go to our website and scroll down, you can see the photographs. It's LADC Studios. And LADC Studios has a phenomenal story of its own. It was started by, it was found by Cisco Panetto, the furniture designer. And it was actually just a burned out shell left over from the LA race riots in the early 90s. And he sustainably restored the entire facility. It's an 80,000 square foot facility. And with large warehouse spaces. And it's very beautiful. It's old brick construction, and it looks like an amazing New York loft. It's just amazing. And we're going to have an outdoor stage and an indoor stage. We'll have a courtyard that will have vendors and exhibits, and then we're going to have a vendor area. We're going to have a food court. We have an art exhibition hall. And all of these areas sort of flow into each other and are integrated. So if, for instance, if somebody wants to have something to eat, but they don't want to miss a speaker, we will have television screens with systems in the back so that they can be able to see and hear the speakers while they relax and eat. If they want to check out, you know, the vendors and so forth and still listen to music at the same time, it's going to be piped around the grounds, and also if they want to, you know, if they want to just sit and hear all the speakers, then they've got that as well. So it's going to be pretty amazing. The format is Friday night will be the Alex Gray performance from 8 p.m. And the doors close at 2 a.m.
Wait, is Alex going to talk too, or is he just going to do a live painting?
Yes, Alex will be speaking on Sunday afternoon. He'll be lecturing on Sunday afternoon. And then we open at 10 a.m. The doors open at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And we go all day again to 2 a.m. in the morning on Saturday.
With lectures, you mean?
No, the lectures are just during the day. The lectures will go from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sunday we open again, the doors open again at 9 a.m., and we should be out of there. Our last lecture is probably going to end around 7 p.m., but people will be able to enjoy the grounds and see the art and have some food and just have a nice Sunday evening and wind down at NoFest. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you have the main stage, and then you have how many other stages off that main stage?
We have a second outdoor stage that will be just for music.
Oh, okay. So there'll be a main stage, lectures all through the day. There'll be this music stage. There'll be art exhibits there as well, a major art exhibit?
Yeah, there will be an amazing art exhibit. It's a 10,000 square foot facility. And we have 10 different artists. And also Alex Gray will be hanging his work, and he will have a table, and he'll be signing autographs and talking to his fans. And It's going to be really, really, really wonderful. So
after this like amazing experience of these insightful lectures and this whole environment, what are you hoping people will then take away with them from this festival?
I'm really hoping that people will go away with a sense of what I can do right now to make my life and make my world better. You know, there are so many conferences out there, not to take away from anything that anybody's doing. I mean, for instance, you know, you've got TED, which is changing the way that the world sees each other, and it's phenomenal what they're doing. But by the same token, there's a lot of people that speak at TED who are talking about things in the future. And my line of thinking is, well, you know, 2020 is great, but what can I do right now to make my world a better place? And, you know, a lot of these, we've specifically set our, quite frankly, you know, these are difficult economic times. We set our price point lower than a lot of these events.
What is the price for the festival, if you don't mind?
The one single day pass is $116, and that will last, if you come, it's all day, and it's over 12 hours of content. So it's a lot of content for that price. The entire weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is $205. Mm-hmm. And if you purchase right now, if you purchase an entire festival pass, because we are in an urban area, parking is an interesting situation. But if you purchase now, between now and September 22nd, a full festival pass, you actually get free proprietary parking right next to the venue. So.
Well, that's good for everyone listening in Los Angeles.
Especially in Los Angeles. If anybody's driven around Los Angeles, they know what I'm talking about. So, and we'll have a full merchandise table. All the speakers will have materials. And we're having a live webcast. We'll be doing a live webcast as well.
Oh, is that free, or is that called, do you sign up for that, or what?
No, you do sign up for it. The information is on the NoFest website. And we encourage people, if they can't make it out to NoFest, if they're from anywhere in the world, they can, for $35, they can get all of the content live, streamed right to their living room.
Are you going to have different exhibitors coming in?
Or yeah.
You will?
No. But we have what's called Vendor Village, and we're going to have probably close to around I don't know what the count is right now. I have to talk to my vendor coordinator, but it's up there. We're going to have a large amount of artisans. We're going to have a gentleman there who is doing blown glass. We're going to have and he will be doing blown glass on the premises. We've got food vendors. We've got a wonderful woman who does organic chocolates. The green trucks are going to be there. We've got some artists. We've got people that do all sorts of bath and body products, candles, jewelry, amazing. We got amazing clothing people that are coming.
Why did you pick LA particularly to do this first festival?
Well, actually, it was through the venue. Alan has a history as a location manager and said, listen, you know, this venue is just amazing. And also because of its central location, one of the things that we will be doing, though, is we will be going abroad. We're setting ourselves up right now to do two NoFests a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. And we will be doing, every spring, we will go abroad, either outside the country or inside the country. And then in Los Angeles every fall, we'll be in Los Angeles. So it's pretty exciting. As a matter of fact, for those of you on the East Coast that are listening, we are already, you can mark your calendars, and that information will be up on the website in November, but I'm pre-announcing it now that we are doing our East Coast NoFest on May 25th and 26th, 2013, and it will be in St. Augustine, Florida, between Jacksonville and Daytona Beach.
Well, that sounds exciting. I mean, I know how much work it is. I mean, it can be a huge undertaking, but these things together, it's huge just to hold the space. But I'm happy to see you're so upbeat about it and excited, and I know it's just going to be a very successful, important event within the history of consciousness, and I can see growing. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's really been, you know, we've just had a tremendous amount of support from the community and from the consciousness community. It's really exciting to see what's happening in the world. And it really is true that not everything that's happening out there is bad. That there's just some wonderful things that are happening in the world. So.
It's October 12th to the 14th again.
Yes.
Right?
Again, the schedule is October 12th through the 14th, and I do encourage people to get their tickets as soon as possible because seating and space is limited. If they want more information, they can go to the website. And again, like you said, it's www.knowphest.com. And they can like us on Facebook. They can get updates. If people also, we have room for volunteers. If people maybe can't afford a ticket, but they'd like to help out and like to be a part of KnowFest, they can go on the website and they can find out about volunteering. They can click the button and find out what we need. So if there are any teachers or professors that are listening right now, KnowFest is entirely open to teachers. We support the educational community. If you are a teacher in Los Angeles or abroad, you get in free at KnowFest if you present either your recent pay stub or your teaching certificate or your university ID card and your driver's license.
Wow.
So any of those things, and you get in free at KnowFest. Just make sure you have your driver's license.
Right.
So.
Right. That's exciting. That's exciting. So, yeah, we'll be maybe doing something after the KnowFest. We could do a little update, like how it went after the whole thing comes down, you know?
Absolutely, for sure. We got to talk about getting you to a KnowFest as well.
Oh, yeah, maybe in May.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely open to it. We're already talking to Alex about being there, so we should have an amazing lineup, so it's going to be good.
Great. I know you're going to learn, I mean, you will learn a lot about putting on something like this and what works and what doesn't work and, you know.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And keep modifying, you know, the whole thing, because I know you're dedicated to this. I know this is sort of it's your passion.
Yes, it is. It really, really is. And it's what's exciting too, though, is that other people are making it their passion, and that's really a wonderful thing. So,
well, knowledge, knowing is the passion of the human being to keep expanding what we know.
Yes.
So. I'm happy to, thank you for, you know, I know there's a million things to do. I'm really honored you spent a few minutes here on this program.
Oh, I'm so glad. I've fully enjoyed getting to know you, and, I look forward to more, and New Realities is doing some great things, and I support you as well and everything. Thank you for taking the time to have KnowFest on board.
Oh yeah, I'm very happy. This is exactly the kind of thing. You know, you can sit home at your computer all day long, but I'm going to a festival, meeting people of like minds and sharing this enthusiasm for the next level of our evolution is really how we will collectively change. We're not really going to change by sitting on our computer, you know.
No.
I mean, it'll help, but we need to meet each other. We need that kind of contact and collective organic sense of who we are together to bring humanity to a new level. So I think festivals are probably the most exciting thing that's happening in our culture. All these festivals. And so this is like, a new infusion of a new angle of why people should gather, and because they should gather. We need to gather in communities, because you're building a community. You're building a community of knowing is what the sense I get KnowFest is about. Different ways of knowing, different forms of knowing. And from that, I think the creative energy is activated, and we don't know at this moment what it will evolve into, because that's what we didn't know about what we didn't know.
Exactly. And that's really something. I mean, we started with a concept, and it was like, what if we did this, and what if we did that? And the next thing you know, it began to mushroom and bloom. And I guarantee you, no two NoFests will ever be exactly alike. That's the beauty of it. So it's because everything, it's growing, it's changing. So
it's really going for, I mean, you want to take like the next 10, 20 years of NoFests. This is a big vision, huh?
Absolutely. We've already got invitations to do it abroad, and so it's exciting. It really, really is exciting. So, and it's an honor. It's an honor to be entrusted with it. So,
very happy for you, and I'm looking forward. I don't think I'll be able to get to Los Angeles, but I am looking forward to seeing it online and participating however I can in whatever's coming up, and helping you.
Thank you. We really appreciate that, Alan. Very, very much. So,
tell people that you're Caleb Bartlett. And
yes.
Founder of NoFest? Would you call yourself the founder?
I am the co-founder. It would be unfair for me to not mention my partner, Alan Savory, who has also been working tirelessly. And I am actually doing a lot of this from my home in New York, and he lives in Los Angeles. So we have been co-coordinating, and it has been amazing. So.
But you'll be out there next week, really.
I will. I'll be out there prepping and planning and working and getting everybody mobilized. So
good luck. Do you want to have people contact? I guess they can contact you through the website.
Can reach us through the website. Absolutely. If they have any questions, they can reach us at info@nofest.com, and or they can reach us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/nofest. Okay. And be sure to follow us on Twitter, because they're going to get a lot of updates there as well on what's happening and ticket sales and where to go for ticket promotions and all that good stuff. So.
Oh, great. And you guys, see, you're going to have 3 teams out there on the streets of San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego.
Look for the street teams. Look for the posters. We'll be out there, spreading the word. So it's going to be good.
It's a huge organizational thing, putting this together. So,
it's definitely a concerted effort. Yeah, absolutely. There's no way I could do it on my own.
Thank you for doing this. I'm just thanking you. So.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. My pleasure. So.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. I'll just say goodbye now to the audience. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, you can go to newrealities.com, or you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net. Thanks for listening. My guest tonight was Caleb Bart.
Strange to fly at night, alone in deep space. Never knew have such fire, never so late. Above ground.